This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing. We better stop, hey, what's that sound?
The United States is a compassionate nation. We are proud that we do more than any other country anywhere in the world to help the needy, the struggling, and the underprivileged all over the world. But as President of the United States, my highest loyalty, my greatest compassion, my constant concern is for America's children, America's struggling workers, and America's forgotten communities. I want our youth to grow up, to achieve great things. I want our poor to have their chance to rise. So tonight I am extending an open hand to work with members of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to protect our citizens of every background, color, religion, and creed. My duty and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream, because Americans are dreamers too.
Well, that was a powerful line there, Scott. You know, the president pointing out is being accepted is quite the obvious. And, boy, that just resonated to such a degree. CBS, as I mentioned earlier, in their polling, found that 3 in 4 Americans who tuned into President Trump's State of the Union address approved of the speech that he gave. Just a quarter disapproved. 8 in 10 Americans who watched felt that the president was trying to unite the country rather than divide it. I mean, that stands in clear contrast to what was clearly obvious by the Democrats. I mean, Luis Gutierrez walking out when, especially at a point, I mean, of all things to walk out, I mean, would you kind of liken that as, you know, taking a knee during the national anthem, you know, NFL style, is while people are chanting USA, USA, you've got this activist walking out. I mean, even if he just said, well, you know, kind of had to go to the bathroom or something, bad timing. It just did not look good, especially, being so vociferously, against this president and anything, that has to do with, immigration that doesn't, you know, congeal with his set perspective. I mean, he just sees that anything that draws America first means, America first and, everybody else out. Well, you know, I think in practical application, what's wrong with taking care of this country first? I think I shared with you a long time ago, you know, you always hear on the airplane, you know, in the matter of there's a drop in oxygen, you know, the masks come down. They tell you the first thing to do is to take care of yourself before you take care of the kids or the person next to you. That's the process. There's some practical, application to that and understanding of what that means, right?
Very much so. And I always tell my girlfriend Robin, I always tell her all that she wants to help everybody. And I always tell her that you can't light yourself on fire because somebody says they're cold.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at immigration. I mean, I know there's problems around the world, but we can't import the problems here and then think that everything's going to be okay.
And somehow you're going to solve it. I mean, because we know that once the bureaucracy gets a hold of something, you know, they're real good at spending our money. And they'll set up programs to masticize the, the bureaucracy. And they're good at that. They know how to do that. But in terms of really dealing with the problem, as it breaks and changes, no bueno, right?
Well, the key to immigration is buying in. You got to buy into the American way, the American system.
You got to bring something to the dance. You got to contribute, right?
Exactly.
What's wrong with that? conversation continues. Dr. Ann Pierce coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What's all about? Maybe we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe it's just, you know, as my father used to say, he'd say, William, you just are the eternal optimist. Well, you know, hope upon hope, and you think about all the money and the resources that are here in this great country of ours. Yes, I want to see a rainbow. Okay, I want to see something here for all the fussing and the money that we've invested in this great country of ours on behalf of the people. And just as the president said, hey, look, we're all dreamers. We all have dreams. And I'm excited right now in this country because I am seeing a lot of people who have great dreams. They have hope again to go after those dreams, to pursue them. And I think it's awesome. I think it's a great time for this country. Dr. Ann Pierce joins us now, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents. She is, her policy work is just outstanding, and people are noting her for it. It's well noted, emphasizes both national security and global stability and human rights as well as political freedom. Hear, hear, hear. Dr. Ann Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing well. I'm also feeling hopeful.
Yeah, I think so.
Really pleased at that State of the Union address.
Well, I got to tell you, 75% of the people, according to the poll by CBS, and it must have been tough for them. I was telling Chris Arps earlier, here it is, 75% approve, and the mainstream media is going to spend 90% of their time talking about how bad it was. I mean, you know, there's some silly stuff coming up, like, you know, Melania, you know, wore white to protest the now white's a protesting color, you know, it was black, and I guess that got hashtagged out. Now it's white, you know, she's wearing, it's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, this is hysterical, right?
Oh, I tell you, when you said 75% of the people, what occurred to me was how often Trump paid homage to the idea that we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Mm. And I thought it was beautifully articulated again and again. I mean, he said, we're an incredible people. And a few quotes here. He said, we're incredible people with a revolutionary idea that they could rule themselves, that they could chart their own destiny. He said, the Capitol is a monument to the American people. He said, Americans love their country, and they deserve a government that shows them the same love and loyalty in return. And he said, they're Americans, and this Capitol, this city, this nation belongs entirely to them. Our task is to respect them and to listen to them. And then he went on to talk about accountability and respect to the American people and how we owe them that. And the American people do deserve that. This is America at its best. And we need something uplifting because as much as I agree with Trump that there are so many economic opportunities out there right now for the American people. I also see a country that is just beset by anxiety and stress and cultural rot and division and a very superficial media-induced way of looking at life that people don't want to give into but somehow find themselves drawn into because there it is in on all their devices. And we need an uplifting speech like this right now, and we need to think about how to make our lives better, not just economically, but I think we need to do some serious thought about how to create some kind of renaissance in our country.
Amen. Well, you know, Ann, I in thinking about what you're saying, I am fixated on this, you know, what our founding fathers said. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. There is an authority statement in that phrase. And the authority belongs to the everyday voter. It belongs to the everyday American citizen. But something has happened. We've missed a trigger point in holding that position and thinking, you know, when Trump says that, you know, that it needs to return to the people. He said this in his inauguration speech, that today the country is going to find its rightful position in the hands of the American people. Well, that means the American people have to open up their hands and receive it and take back their position of authority. And this is what I'm hearing time and again. They say to me, Bill, how do I do this? Well, just the way you let go of it. It's very incremental. It's a process, but it's a steady commitment to that position. And we will reclaim that authority position that we need to have. Right now, it seems a bit overwhelming because we've been so used to being overwhelmed by an empowered government. You know, we've got agencies, three-letter agencies that are running amok and as if they've done a silent coup in this country. You know, this is pretty scary stuff where we are right now. And if what the founding fathers had envisioned, what they invested their time, their treasure, their very blood for, you know, for the 21st century America, we need to honor that. And we need to honor it for all the right reasons, not just because it was their blood, their treasure, and their investment that they put into it. It's because of all that America stands for. You know, the realization of the dreams and the hopes and, you know, the things that are possible here. And what other country on the earth, you know, can we have this kind of experience?
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons I was so relieved by this speech. I knew that there would be a lot about America First in there, but I was so relieved that it wasn't mostly about America First. It's about why is America great? What is it that we stand for? What makes this ideal worth fighting for? What makes it so right that we, the people, stand up and, as you say, claim this government as ours?
Yes,
it is. This was the founding ideal. Mm. And the idea was that government comes from the authority comes from God, that human rights are God-given and innate, and no government has the right to grant them, and no government has the right to take them away. So those rights are ours, and government is there to hold on to them and protect them for us. I'm so glad to see that. As you know, I had a lot of problems with Trump in the campaign period. Mm-hmm. I felt that he was focusing way too much on America First and not enough on American ideals and pretty much ignoring human rights, which is in our best traditions to stand for human rights. And I was also worried that it was sort of a lot about me first as opposed to my political opponents. And he comes out with a speech about this and puts it all squarely about it's about the American people. And it's about, as he said, faith and family, not government and bureaucracy. So I was just really pleased with this speech. And as you said, it's not getting credit in the media. Surprise, surprise. My husband is traveling around the world right now. And I said, the speech was great. And he said, oh, coming from you, that means a lot. He said, really? He said, all I'm reading is negative this and that. And press around the world is picking up on Yahoo and AOL and, of course, CNN's take on it, which is negative. But
CNN came up with
that this is good.
CNN came up with a deal that Melania was wearing white to protest you know, the president. I mean, how did, I mean, this is how bent this is. Interesting as well, by contrast, the president used we 129 times. Those are the kind of numbers that Barack Obama used, but it was I, not we. To your point. Bill Martinez.
Business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Americans fill the world with art and music. They push the bounds of science and discovery. And they forever remind us of what we should never, ever forget. The people dreamed this country. The people built this country. And it's the people who are making America great again. As long as we are proud of who we are and what we are fighting for, there is nothing we cannot achieve. As long as we have confidence in our values, faith in our citizens, and trust in our God, we will never fail. Our families will thrive. Our people will prosper. And our nation will forever be safe and strong and proud and mighty and free. Thank you, and God bless America. Good night.
Bill Martinez live.
Another great highlight from last night's first, first State of the Union from President Donald Trump. Ann Pierce continues with us, foreign policy analyst, contributor to Washington Times, Ricochet.com, Real Clear Politics, Washington Examiner, author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Anna, just one of those things, you know, in terms of America first, how that is metastasizing for me is I think that this could be a unifying, rallying symbol. I know the Democrats, and I think it's unfair to take this because any country you go to, it's Russia first, it's Mexico first. You know, why shouldn't it be America first? You know, what's wrong with that? And I think that potentially, if we can get beyond, you know, the way that term is, you know, the way liberals have attempted to hijack that term, I think this thing could develop into a unifying rallying cry. It's not America first at the expense of the rest of the world. I think they misunderstand the heart of this president and what he's trying to communicate. And what he suggested in that particular part of the speech is that when America is doing well, the world does better.
Yeah, I think he definitely is saying that, and he's saying that in these bilateral talks that he and his cabinet members are holding in various places, including Davos, saying that the better off we are economically and strategically, the better off you are because we are your best ally. I do feel that Trump has fallen short in the past in couching America first, in firmly in American values. And I think now in this speech and recently he is doing that much more. And, of course, people like Nikki Haley have been out there doing it all along. I mean, in my opinion, American foreign policy at its best emphasizes both human rights and national security and global stability. And at our best, we are all of the above, and we're keeping with that original idea that America is not just a wonderful place to be of the people, by the people, and for the people, but it also should be an inspiration to the rest of the world. And in World War II, we incorporated those hard lessons that we could never again be morally and strategically complacent, and that we can never again ignore escalating atrocities and hostilities around the world. And we knew that we were supposedly knew from then on that scaling down our defenses and doing nothing to defend democratic principles would only allow the escalation of atrocities, weapons programs, and hostilities, and would only increase the chance that we would possibly be forced into war by events spiraling out of control. So I love it when America First is couched also in this idea that we are a tightly interconnected world, and like it or not, we in a lot of ways are still the world's best hope in terms of maintaining some sort of what was a post-World War II growingly democratic world order, and in recent years has been in disarray. And it's nice to see Trump say, as we strengthen friendships around the world, we are also restoring clarity about our adversaries, because that is exactly what was lost in the Obama, Clinton, and Kerry years. Again and again, they treated our enemies and adversaries generously and treated our democratic allies and pro-democracy groups ungenerously. And it's nice to see Trump couch it in those terms. I do believe that is how we need to position ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I think Marco Rubio in the campaign, you know, framed it brilliantly when he said that, our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. Boy, I'll tell you, that was the indictment of a then America. But now what do you see when the president goes overseas? I mean, yes, you know, you get the whole panoply of emotions. But by and large, what I'm seeing here, Ann, is there is a growing respect for America once again, whether it's in the Muslim nations where you got over 50 Muslim leaders coming together and, you know, listening to Trump. And in a sense, you kind of felt like they were saying, thank God America's back in the fight again. Their leadership, and even at Davos and other parts of the world where, you know, even the vice president has gone to and said, the United Nations said, guys, you know, you gotta pay up, you know, you gotta participate in this. And it's almost like the international community said, well, you hadn't asked.
Yeah. And, putting much more pressure, many more sanctions and penalties on our adversaries, with North Korea and Iran being the most obvious examples. But also, we are pressuring Russia in a lot of ways that we weren't before. We just came out with some new sanctions on Russia for violating the Minsk agreements. Mm-hmm. And the administration is calling out Russia for the way it continues to enable North Korea. They need to do more to make it clear to the American people that they're on the case of Russia and get rid of that rhetorical ambivalence, which seems to continue on. But overall, like you said, we're going around in the world, and by making it clear that we're shoring up our defenses, that we're pushing back against aggressors and adversaries, and that we're going to speak out on human rights issues, we are regaining respect. And, mm-hmm. It was wonderful in the speech last night when Trump did get to North Korea and did it in a way that focused both on the oppression of that regime and on the military threat and addressed both of them head on. Mm-hmm. And he said, no regime has oppressed its own citizens more totally or brutally than the cruel dictatorship of North Korea. And then he went right from that and he said, North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear missiles could very soon threaten our homeland. Mm-hmm. And then he referred to this maximum pressure campaign, which is just the kind of thing you're talking about. And that maximum pressure campaign involves all kinds of outreach to allies and coordination with allies to put pressure on them. And it involves all kinds of pressure on penalties of other countries that enable mm-hmm. North Korea, and goes way beyond our missile defense deployment and military exercises and coordination with South Korea and Japan over there. I mean, it goes way beyond that to all kinds of Treasury Department penalties and behind-the-scenes pressure. And just as an example, Tillerson pressured Thailand on North Korean front companies, and the administration pressured Poland on hiring North Korean slave workers, and they've had success on both fronts, not to mention on stronger UN sanctions and on and on. So,
well, all these things, Ann, make America safe again. Don't they?
Yeah. We just have to keep on with this because these threats have gotten so far in recent years, and he inherited a hell of a mess.
Well, without a doubt. Well, be encouraged, America. 75% of us liked what the president had to share with us last night. Hopefully, we can get some of those Democrats off their, off their hands and get them standing up and participate in the movement that is We the People, that is making America great again and making America first in a way that's win-win for all. Thank you, Dr. Ann Pierce.
Ann Perkins for your songs and stories for soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Nice and fresh and independent every day coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this incredible network that we're blessed with that involves over 280 markets across the country, around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. For two nights only, let me tell you, Fathom Events and CamFam Studios and Provident Films is going to present Kirk Cameron's Connect. Exclusively in movie theaters nationwide on Tuesday, February 27th, Thursday, March 1st. So you want to set those dates aside, okay? Make sure Tuesday, February 27th and Thursday, March the 1st, 7 p.m. local time, both days, Kirk Cameron Connect. And look who we have on the phone with us right now. Kirk, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, great. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. God's still blessing your socks off. Family's good, huh?
Oh, the sun's still shining. My wife still loves me.
Hey.
And my name's written in heaven. I don't think it gets better than that.
Amen. We just got to get more names in heaven. That's what we're working on, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
That's what it is. Hey, tell us, Kirk Cameron Connect. We've got another Fathom event coming up, and this is for families. This is for families that are saying, whoa, this social media thing, what do we, you know, how do we get on top of this and make it into an asset to where it's embraced in a positive way and that we're getting the kind of results that we should, you know, get from it instead of letting it affect and dictate to our kids, you know, what they should believe in.
Absolutely. Bill, my wife and I have six kids. Five of them are teenagers, and the oldest is 21.
Wow.
And you know, just ask yourself this question. Are you a parent that has kids with a smartphone? Are you concerned about the effect that that phone and what they see and hear on that phone is having on them? Are you concerned with how much time they're spending on that phone? Are you concerned with what they're seeing? Well, that's why I made the movie Connect. We tell the story of what's happened with our kids, and I interview experts from brain surgeons, neuroscientists, family counselors, pastors, and technological experts to help parents raise their kids in a social media world. It offers real help, real hope, and we go on a journey teaching parents how to get off of the defense with regard to social media and technology. And I understand why we are on the defense. It's new. It's as new to us as it is to them. But for our kids, it's their world. It's the air they breathe. It's the water they drink. Right. For us, it's something strange. And so we often take a hands-off approach with some of this social media. But that's just devastating. And we're now seeing the effect that too much screen time and social media and information has on our kids, from increasing anxiety and depression and even suicidal thoughts to literally changing the way their brain is wired, mm-hmm. addicting them to their phones. And that's why we get so concerned, because we see it happening inside of our own homes.
Exactly.
We love our kids. So I'm going to give people how to get in front of it.
Well, you know, to your point, I'll tell you, you want to see kids go psychotic, take their phone away from them. You get a psychotic reaction. I mean, it gets pretty, it's scary. So that, and this is happening in homes across America with families, and they're going, whoa, what has happened? This device is as positive and all the good things that it can do. At what cost does it enter into our family, and what is it doing to our society? I mean, that's pretty, when you say it's the very air they breathe and the water they drink, I mean, it's a powerful description of just, how impactful and profound social media has become.
It really has, Bill. And here's the thing. This is a movie to give hope and help to parents. It's not to scare them. I think we already understand how serious this is. I mean, that's why we want to see something like this.
Right.
It's why I made it. Mm-hmm. This is all about understanding that there is still no more powerful force in the world than a parent who is under the influence of the Word of God, mm-hmm. a parent who is fully connected with the God of the universe, who is present, connected, and in relationship with their child. All of the social media, all of the technology, all of the peer pressure is not enough to derail a child who is under the stewardship of a godly parent who is in partnership with God, raising that child to go into the world and advance the kingdom of God. And I'm just getting tools that will help parents in that process. Just like you wouldn't hand your kids at 16 years old the car keys to a brand new sports car and say, have fun.
Right.
You would say, hey, why don't you come into dad's truck or mom's car and drive my car for a little while. And let's just drive it down the street and then park it in the driveway. And we'll try a little bit more tomorrow until you form healthy habits and you can drive on your own.
Exactly.
And those are the kinds of practical things that we can do to help our kids in this world.
And this is all scriptural, Kirk, and this is what you were talking about just a moment ago in referencing the Word of God. It's not like the God of the universe didn't anticipate this happening, right? I mean, the very word that has been passed on, for millennia, that you look at and you go, wow, I mean, there may be new technology that comes about, but the word is still relevant. It is a present, in a present in all that it means, present that it's meaningful today, a present that it continues to be a gift from God.
Yes, absolutely, Bill. This is nothing that caught God off guard. Mm-hmm. It catches us off guard because we are literally blazing a new trail. We are pioneer parents. There has never been a generation that has raised kids in a digital social media world. We're the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
For real.
Right.
But Deuteronomy 6 still applies. Parents, love the Lord with all of your heart. Have these commands stored up in your own heart, and then impress them upon your children. How do you do that? When they rise up, when you walk along the way,
exactly,
and you lie down all throughout the day. And so this is not too much for us. we're perfectly positioned to train and guide and teach our children how to live in this digital age. And we can do it. Connect is simply there to help parents wrap their mind and their arms around this issue, get in front of it, so that they can bless and protect their children in this very unique world.
Well, that's awesome. Kirk, you got some special guests, a little help from your friends helping out in the film as well, right?
Yeah. I've got a friend, Dr. Kathy Cook, who is the go-to expert on social media. Focus on the Family has her on all the time. Mm-hmm. She wrote a great book called Screens and Teens. Another friend named Mark Gregston is an amazing family counselor, and he runs a home called Heartlight Ministries for kids who are really struggling. It's a residency program. And then I've got a neurosurgeon, a brain scientist, who lets us know about what's going on at the physiological level with the wiring of the brain in the midst of social media and so much technology. So it's really very deep. It's very well-rounded, yet not too technical. It's very mm-hmm. practical and helpful for parents.
Well, that's excellent. Well, what is your prayer for this, Kirk, for these two nights for families and kids?
My prayer is that, first of all, that parents would not feel overwhelmed and defeated when it comes to raising their kids in a social media world. I want them to feel empowered and to partner with God and with others who have created tools to help us do this well. And I want them to bring all of their friends. Everyone who's seen this film, I mean, literally everyone that I've talked to and that I've seen write things about Connect have said, I want all my friends to see this. I want my kids to see this. Because there are testimonials from young adults here who talk about how they've gone through the valleys and in very dark places because of their use of technology and social media, but how they've come out of it. And at the end of the day, the gospel is shining like a bright light in Connect.
Well, Kirk, we got to leave it there. We got to leave it there and wrap it up. It's two exclusive nights, February 27th, March 1st. Tickets available at fathomevents.com. Kirk Cameron's Connect. Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it.
All right. Great to talk to you. Yep.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, good to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Oh, do I have a treat for you. And, you know, I've been bragging about this guy forever, and I always love talking with him. You know, just to have a conversation with him, you're just so encouraged. And I know he's not doing this on purpose. He's just who he is. And we're talking about Hall of Fame vocalist, 5-time Grammy Award winner, the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Larnell Harris is with us. Larnell, how you doing?
I am doing marvelously well here in Kentucky, Bill, and good to talk to you. Sure appreciate the time.
Hey, I appreciate being with you, as I said, sincerely. You are a joy, I had offices across from the UK in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so, it's always a favorite part of the country for me. I really loved it there. But if I was anywhere close to your zip code, buddy, I'd be, you know, I want to hang with you. I'll carry your luggage. I'll do whatever you.
I gotta say, you'd be welcome. And we didn't have far between us when you were in Lexington to do that. Yeah. I'm from Danville.
Right down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, great deal. Well, Larnell, congratulations. I want to talk about your new book. Last time we talked, you said it was in the works. And here it is, Shape Notes, How Ordinary People with Extraordinary Gifts Influenced My Life and Career.
You know what? I am so excited about it. I remember one time I saw a picture. And it was a turtle on a fence post. And I looked at it, and I didn't pay too much attention to it. And then I saw that again somewhere. And then I began to think and pray about all of the people that had spoken into my life over the years. I mean, from my first piano teacher to graduating in college. And I said, you know what? I want to honor those people and thank them for, in many cases, giving me a dream that I could be somebody, that I could do something. They were mentors. They were people who didn't want anything. They just loved me, and God used them to speak into my heart and my life.
And God commands us to do that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does. And I hope that everybody goes through this process. Going back is not all that easy for some, especially for me. But I realized a lot of things as I thought about this and as we were writing this. about my parents. I was sitting on the sun porch one night early morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was writing and thinking about how I would, all the things that I was going to put in this book, and I thought about my parents. At one time, after I graduated from college, I went with a group called the Spurlows,
yes,
traveled all over the country, and I sat there, and it hit me that my mom and dad, most of the time, had no idea where I was. And for a parent, man, that has to be a hard thing. I found that out because I've got a couple of kids myself and grandkids. And,
right.
I just did not think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a wonderful exercise to go back and think about people like Miss Georgia Dunahat, first piano teacher, Mr. Summers, who was a principal at our school, and some of the things that some of those teachers, they were not just teachers, they were people who were saying to us kids, listen, if you will stand still long enough, I have some stuff, some great things to share with you, educationally and just things about the world.
Yeah.
And they are things that if you will listen, you have a chance. You have a chance to be somebody, to be something. And I got to tell you, I am eternally grateful to all of them.
Yeah, and the thing that's so cool about it is that when you pause for a moment and you think about those moments in your life and the people that touched you like this, it probably reminds you that that's where I got the saying. I did pick up on that nugget in third grade. I was paying enough attention in third grade that I did get that nugget from her, and my goodness.
That's right.
I'm repeating that now, right?
You know what? Some of these people get on your last nerve when you're a kid. Miss Georgie, I got to tell you, she was persistent. She found out that I could carry a tune. I was a boy soprano, like in the third grade or something. You didn't sing as a boy soprano, didn't happen. They knew nothing about the V in a boys' choir.
Right, exactly.
They knew about that stuff.
Right.
But she would take me around to various little teas and various little events to sing in Danville, Kentucky. And one time, she went to my mom and she said, "Now, Ida Mae, you shouldn't let Larnell play football or baseball. Those are sports that you play in the dust, because the dust will hurt his voice."
I
gotta get rid of this woman.
That's right. Yeah,
As I got older, I thought that I began to think that I hope that every town has a Miss Georgie.
Yeah.
Somebody who will, again, take the ceiling off of your dream, because, boy, we kids.
Yeah,
we,
that's a good word, yes.
And it was wonderful. So I'm eternally grateful to her and many others.
Well, you have people that come along that, as you say, and I like that. I'm going to steal that. Take the ceiling off of your dream. Oh,
yeah.
My God, what a great description of what happens. I mean, because we have our own perspective, and God brings these divine angels into our lives that says, look at, there's more to this. She saw this gift in you, and of course part of you is, hey, look at, you want to be like every other boy, playing sports and doing
art,
why not? And even like you and I talked about before about your experience with the Spurlows. I mean, at that time in your life out of college, you were a drummer. I mean, you were hitting the skins. That's what you wanted to do, right?
Exactly. And I tell you what, even more than that, I had my degree in education and had met Miss Mitzi.
Yeah.
We were thinking about, getting married and starting a family, and I was going to be teaching school. I mean, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
And then in came the next nugget that was from one of these wonderful people. An understanding of what a real relationship with Christ was about. And I joined church when I was 12 years old, back in Danville, and I thought I understood exactly what a Christian was supposed to be. But I met a guy, and he started to ask me some very tough questions, about what it means to be a Christian, what was it all about, and being in church all those years, man, I had Christian jargon out the yang-yang. I could draw a name out that.
Right.
And he looked at me and he said, I all that stuff is good, but can you remember a time when you asked Christ to come into your heart? And you know what? Bill, I couldn't remember that.
Yeah.
And right there, I had developed a little bit of a relationship with this guy.
Yeah.
But right we got that straight. And that was after college. Joined church when I was 12, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Joined the family of God. Really understood it. I believe that God had me under his protection all of those years. That's why all these people came along.
That's right.
That was God. That was God. Yeah. But I got it straight that day. So yet another person that God put into my life just for a time, for a specific purpose. And man, am I thankful for that.
Yeah. And, you know, the story that you and I touched on the last time with the Spurlows and what brought you up front. Oh, happy day, huh?
Oh, happy day and beating on those drums.
Yeah.
Listen, nobody had thought about putting drums on a cart, but Thurlow Spur and then putting wheels on it. Yeah, that's another thing. And dragging it around the stage. I can remember times reaching to hit something, it would be falling. But it was a great experience, and Thurlow, of course, is one of the people who, you know, totally spoke into my heart.
Well, yeah, when we're talking about old Happy Day, you know, they were not. Thurlow wasn't aware. He kind of heard that Larnell could sing. He enjoyed what he was doing as a drummer and holding things together. And the time came about. You can check it out on YouTube, and you can see some early Larnell Harris, and you say, oh, was this, you know, this was a star that was always meant to be.
Tell me that that's
It is. Oh no, I'll tell you, it's awesome. It really. Well, this is like shape notes, Larnell. It gives us a sight of you and the way you honor the people and the nuggets along the way that you've learned and Christine Schwab, by the way, your co-author. I'm sure another one of those divine appointments and connections in your life to tell this story and to honor, as you say, ordinary people with extraordinary gifts, and these ordinary people probably wouldn't even think of them as being extraordinary gifts, but this is the blessings of God that are beyond what we can think and imagine, and you just can't pay enough for that kind of blessing, right?
You really cannot, and God puts them in your life. As you say, they are people that Miss Georgie was not looking for a thing, not one thing.
right, exactly.
I saw a little kid, you know, I remember doing that first concert. I did my first concert at 9 years old, First Baptist Church, Danville, Kentucky. Miss Georgie played the piano. I'm standing there in a little gray suit with a little Texas bow tie with those strings on the end of it, singing probably something like the Lord's Prayer or something, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what, Bill? I got the chance to do it. I said, you know, when I got to recording, started to record, I said, you know, if there is some way that I can honor Miss Georgie, I'm going to do it. And I did it with Larry Goff, and I put together a package of music of some of those old songs that I know Miss Georgie would have loved, and some of those other people in Danville that spoke in my heart with just love. And I was able to do that to honor her. You know, I just think we need to understand that, you know, turtle doesn't get up there by himself.
No, that's exactly right. And Larnell, we got to wrap it up there. And I also like your commitment that you wrote about. You say, I always pray God put something in my heart and then teach me how to give it away.
Yeah.
And as long as he sees fit to do that, I will fulfill my end of the bargain. And you've been doing that. What a blessing. His brand new book, you're going to love it. It's going to give you some special insight and cause you to love Larnell Harris all the more. Shake notes. How ordinary people with extraordinary gifts influenced my life and career. Larnell Harris, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Bill. My pleasure.
God bless.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The